Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is March 18, 2024. This is Gentle Group Healing, and this is a free public event. We do these twice a month, and so glad all of you are here, whether you are members or not. So in Gentle Group Healing, here's how it goes. We start with our standard opening for an experiential event like this, which means after this little intro, I'm going to call the directions of the mesa that I'm sitting in front of. A mesa is like an altar on the floor, the way it's done in South America. And then I'm going to call in a whole bunch of allies. They're all beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whether you recognize them all or not. I've been doing spiritual stuff for almost 50 years. I've got quite a collection of allies. So they'll all come in. Then we'll create a sacred container to make sure that everyone, whether you're live or on the recording as a member, are protected and in safe, sacred space to do this work. Then I'm going to lead you in embodied awakening invocation. So you're going to invite your higher self to merge with your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. That's an awesome thing. I'll tell you more about that when we get to that part. And then once we've done all that, we're going to invoke healing for everybody. And again, this is gentle group healing. And that means that we're going to ask the allies to give you whatever healing you need as gently as gets the job done. This doesn't mean there won't be any challenge. But we're going to say go easy, a little more gentle than maybe normal, and give these people whatever healing they need, you know, just gently. That's kind of how it works. Again, I'll fill you on all the details as we move forward. And I do make a request. Well, before I make this request, I want to acknowledge there's now, wow, 63 people. So glad that so many people have showed up for this. And I want to thank everyone on the live call for being here. And I'm just going to thank you by name real quickly. Thank you for being here, Angela, Apadajita, Arlene, Bevy, Brian, another Brian, Carmen, Carol, Cass, Jim. We've also got Cynthia, Deanna, Eric, Eva, Faye, Heather, someone on an iPhone. We got Jackie, James, Janet, Jeannie Lee, Jenny, Jill, Judith, Judy, Juliet, Karis, Karen, Casey, Kim, a lot of K's. More K's, Kristen, Kyle, Larissa, Laura, Liz, Marilyn, Marla, Marianne, another Mary. We got Mina, Michelle, Nanda, Nikki, Patricia, Paul, Paula, Renate, Rose, Cherie, Stephanie, Tina, another Tina, Tracy, Zinn, and we got some phone callers too, and a Zoom user, and David at the very end there. So I see some brand new names I haven't seen here before, so welcome one and all. Before anyone wonders about this, the recording is just for members. So again, the live call is open to anyone, but all the event recordings are just for members of Awakening Plus. There's now over 650 of those, and they actually are just as potent in the archive as they were when we did the live Zoom events. So that is one benefit of membership. Okay, so the request I make is to be fully present, whether you're live or on the recording. The energy of these events is held beyond time and space. So even if you're on the recording, you are co-creating the field. So my request is act like you're right here in the room with me. Let me try that again. Act like you're right here in the room with me and just be fully present. And if possible, don't do anything else while you're doing this. This event takes about an hour. It's not a massive time commitment. But the better you just focus on what we're doing here, the more pristine the field is going to be, the higher the vibration is going to go, the better everyone is going to have as an experience. So remember, you're not just affecting yourself. The focus you hold will affect everyone. So this is a co-created event, like I say. So I do make that request just because it really makes a difference. If you need to leave early, that is not a problem. Just ask the allies, hey, ease me out of the field, would you? And they'll ease you out and you can depart at any point without disrupting the field. So that's the request I always make for any experiential event. Now, beyond that, I'm now going to call the directions in a language called Quechua. It's a sacred language of South America. And then I'm going to call those allies, like I mentioned, of high vibration and benevolent intent. Now, while I'm doing this, we've learned over the years, here's your optimal way to participate in this, is to be passive. So I'm going to request, as I'm calling things in, just relax. If you're sensitive, you might actually feel energy shifting and moving in your body. And if so, just pay attention to what the energy is doing on its own. And if you cannot feel energy moving, that's fine. Just feel your breath come and go on its own. No breath control. Just whatever the breath wants to do, just let it do it. But whether you're choosing energy or breath, Just be really passive and just feel what it's doing. Our processes in Awakening Plus very much tend toward let's just stay passive at the human level and let these beautiful divine allies do it for us. That tends to get things done, in my experience, a lot more quickly and efficiently and easily. So again, as I do this, just relax. If you feel energy, just feel it. If you don't, then feel breath. So this setup takes 3, 4 minutes. It's not a big deal. So I invite you to relax now and we'll get that rolling. Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wiracocha. Inti. Thank you, allies. Am that I am. To prepare myself, I call to the maximum extent that serves highest good, my embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other, fourth density or higher consciousness, all this or something better. Thank you, allies. For all of us, again, all the beings I'm about to call are of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call the higher self of my partner spirit song, Ama, the hugging saint, ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Uluru. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings whose presence serves highest good, who are of high vibration and benevolent intent. Please come. Thank you. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy, to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everyone, please be completely passive while the allies create this field. I know some of you are trying to help, but actually it's more helpful not to help. So just passive, and please let the divine beings take care of this. There we go. Thank you. Now, anyone who would like to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, they are now welcome. Feel free to call them in. Just a moment longer for additional allies. There we go. Thank you very much. Feels great. All righty. So now it's time to do the embodied awakening invocation. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about that. This is an invocation where you invite your higher self, you one level up, to merge with you in your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. No one ever gets overwhelmed doing this. There's a lot of benefits to this. Among it, there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully, less having to think because your intuition works better. There's this full body euphoria, all kinds of good stuff. Metaphorically, you can think of your physical body like a car. Your ego is going to move over to the passenger seat and your higher self is going to drive. However, the ego is the boss, and if it does not like the way your higher self is driving or it just wants to drive, you just think yourself back to the driver's seat. Your higher self has already stepped out. No fuss. It won't stay if you don't want it there. And things are going to go back just like they were. So there's no risk to try this. It's instantly reversible. It's totally safe to try. So that's how it works. So if you would like to do this with us, I'm going to guide you in the process. Again, close your eyes and just get a sense of how your body and your energy body feel right now. Just get your baseline. Okay, you're going to say eight words. Do these out loud if you can, silently if you must. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Now your job is to be completely passive. Relax. Again, you've done all the effort. Now you just relax and let it come to you. And here's some ideas on what I mean when I say be passive. This means you're ideally not doing any of these things. You're not using any effort or willpower. You're not trying to make anything happen. You're not stopping anything from happening. You're not deliberately visualizing or imagining. You're just passive. You're letting your higher self come to you. It's kind of like you're a sponge and your higher self is water soaking in. It works just fine as long as you don't get in the way through trying to do anything beyond passive awareness. Sometimes when you do this, you notice that you get distracted, and that's fine. But as soon as you notice that, you simply return your attention to feeling the energy coming in. And again, if you can't feel that, just feel breath come and go on its own. So awareness of energy movement if you have it, otherwise, feel breath and let the breath do whatever it wants. So I feel the composite of what everyone's experience is live and on the recording, and it's starting to feel pretty sweet, but it could get stronger. So here's another little nuance you can bring in to make this even more effective. And that's to use the absolute least effort needed to even feel anything. I call this the minimum effort game. So let's start with no effort. So just for a moment, would you have no effort at all, not even trying to feel anything, just be for a moment? Whatever happens is fine. Just be, allow. And as usual, as soon as we went to zero, a whole bunch of people popped into embodied awakening. Well done. For most people, zero effort is the perfect amount. If you go to zero and you can still feel what's happening, then zero is the perfect amount. The less effort, the better, as long as you can feel what's happening. If you do drop to zero and you lose all awareness of the energy or your breath, then you want to start adding back little tiny bits of effort until you just barely can feel that again. But the idea is to use the bare minimum effort needed to feel that. The less effort, the better, as long as you can feel what's happening. Yeah, starting to feel pretty blissful. So you might be wondering, well, how will I know when I am in embodied awakening? Well, there's four items on the checklist, and if you can check all the boxes, you're there. Here's the four items. So if all this is true, there's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful, and all this is effortless, then you're in embodied awakening. And again, it's not like an on-off switch. Some people drop all the way in, and that's fantastic. And some people get partway there. Maybe some of those things are absent. Maybe some there's just a little less than before. And we'll take that. Any movement toward embodied awakening is welcome. And for some people, it may take a few tries before they get all the way in. But again, if right now you're just relaxed and you're not using any effort, that's, you're not trying to make anything happen. If zero effort is sufficient to feel energy or breath and stay at zero, if not, use the least effort needed. And if you notice you're distracted, you just gently come back to feeling energy if you can, or otherwise breath. That's all there is to it. So it's feeling pretty strong. We're going to leave just a moment longer for anyone else who wants just a moment longer to lock into embodied awakening or get a little closer. And of course, you're welcome to continue whether you got into embodied awakening or not. This is just to kind of, it's kind of like the warm up before your exercise. It's good to get warmed up. If you're in embodied awakening, the next part is way easier. All right, that feels good. So the group vibe is really sweet. Well done, folks. And now we're going to do the healing part. So now we're going to do another invocation for healing. And this is just seven words, real easy. You're just going to say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. You're going to say that to your higher self and these beautiful divine allies. In fact, we're going to add a word because of the nature of this. We're going to say maximum gentle healing that serves highest good, please, just to make the point. So if you're ready, again, do this out loud if you can, silently if you must. So, and speak to these beautiful divine beings who are here to help you. Say, maximum gentle healing that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Once again, your job is to be passive. The allies are now working each of us individually. Right now, there's 70 people on this call and more on the recording afterward. And each one of you is going to have a different experience because each of you needs a little bit different kind of healing. And the allies are working each of you individually. Even if you're on that recording, the allies are just as present with you as if you had been on the Zoom call. No difference. The allies work beyond time and space. So your job is to relax, and what you'll notice is that right now or soon, you may notice there's some discomfort. It might be physical, it might be emotional, it might be both, but something will feel out of sorts. And that is where you place your attention. Wherever it doesn't feel good, you just rest attention there. Use the least effort needed to feel that discomfort completely, 100% no filter. In this process, the stuff is carefully calibrated by the allies so that you don't get too much. I've literally had no one in over 13 years, having done this with thousands of people, ever report overwhelm. Just will not happen. So you can safely relax, and whatever comes up, you can feel it 100%, no filter. And that is what you actually have to do to heal it once and for all. Completely re-experience whatever's coming up and just feel it all the way. And once you felt it, it will either flush away or transmute to love and light. And that may be all that's needed to clear that thing once and for all. The amazing thing is you don't have to know anything about it. Most of my major healings are what I call ignorance is bliss healings. I felt intense energy, powerful stuff happening, and I was willing to feel it all the way, and it flushed away, and I never had a clue what it was, and yet it never bothered me again. If it's important for you to know anything about it, your higher self will drop in thoughts or images, some way of informing you. Acknowledge it, and then just go back to just feeling. The idea here is feeling is primary. You want to focus on the actual somatic sensations or the energy sensations. While you're in this process, there is no thought or image that can help you, no matter how helpful it seems. So it's okay if they're in the background. We don't fight distractions. We allow all things that are in the field. That's fine. Fighting something just makes it stronger. But we don't focus on it. Those thoughts and images are welcome to be hanging around in the background, but your attention is on feeling that body sensation, feeling that emotion all the way, no holds barred. And that's your whole job. And again, if you're able to do this nuance, use the minimum effort needed to feel it all the way. And you can play with effort level a little more, a little less to find that sweet spot of just barely enough effort to have a full experience of whatever's happening. The most common exit route for that heavy energy that's leaving is out your hands or your feet. Sometimes it'll leave out the base of the spine, sometimes the top of the head. However it wants to go, just let it go. Don't be picky about how it leaves. Any exit route is fine. And once in a while, instead of leaving, the others say, nope, we're going to keep that and we're going to turn that dark energy to love and light energy, transmute it. And so once in a while that happens, and that's fine too. Just let the allies do whatever they want to do. They're the experts here. They know the best way to work with any particular bit of heavy energy. So that gives you at least some understanding of how this works. Again, to keep it as simple as possible, be as passive as possible, feel everything all the way, use the least effort required to feel it all the way. And leave everything else to the allies. Let them deal with the heavy energy and dispose of it or transmute it, however they see fit. They are the experts. You could practice 100 lifetimes as a human and still not be a fraction as good as these beautiful beings already are. So leave it to the experts. Now my body's starting to shake. Sometimes in a healing process, any of the following might happen. Your body might shake or vibrate or tremble. You might cry. You might make sounds. If it's a really strong release, you might want to get up and flail your arms or stomp your feet or dance or make big physical motions. Whatever your body wants to do, if it's okay in your environment, just do it. The body is very intelligent. If we don't get in its way, it knows how to release heavy energy very effectively. At the same time, some people have a big healing and they're completely still and silent, and that's fine too. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but I encourage you to let your body do whatever it wants to do to facilitate the release. Again, because this is a gentle group healing event, the others are going to take it easy on you compared to if we were doing like a full-on heavy-duty healing kind of event. We do those too, but that's different. So if any of the olives are going to be a little gentler, maybe they won't clear quite as much heavy energy, but they're going to make sure that it's easy for you to release it as much as they possibly can. For those of you who came in a little later, this is about a 1 hour event, so we're already halfway through. We won't go beyond another 30 minutes or so. And as I mentioned earlier, we request your undivided attention like you were right here in the room with me, because we're all co-creating the field together. There may be periods now where there's silence for a while. I've been talking a lot, only because prompted by spirit. But if I'm quiet for a while, it's okay. I am still going to be holding space. Actually, they're requesting a song. So this is a song used in ayahuasca ceremonies. A gentle healing song. Again, please keep your primary attention on your feelings of your process. I'll let the song just kind of be there in the background, sort of holding a good healing field for you. A pen sale la rora. En las montañas se escuchan cantar. Apenas sale la aurora. En las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca, suma kunai Montai kunai kayari shamu Ayahuasca suma kunai Montai kunai kayari shamu Ya di 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 Apenas sale la aurora En las montañas se oyen cantar Apenas sale la aurora En las montañas se oyen cantar Chakrunita suma kunai didi Montai kunai kayari Shamu Chakrunita suma kunai didi Mantai kunai kayari Shamu yadiririririririri Appena sale l'aurora En las montañas se oyen cantar, apenas sale la aurora. En las montañas se oyen cantar. La familia summa cum aeridi, montae cum aeridi. Shamu ya ri la familia summa cum aeridi montae cum aeridi shamu ya appena sale l'aurora. En las montañas se oyen cantar, apenas sale la aurora. En las montañas se oyen cantar. Shining Rock, summa cum aeridi, montae cum aeridi. Shamuya apuasangate summa kunairi mantai kunai kayari shamuya appena sale l'aurora, en las montagnes se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora, en las montagnes se oyen cantar. Mount Everest, summa cum aeridi. Summa cum aeridi, shamuya Uluru, summa cum aeridi, montae cum aeridi, shamuya appena sale l'aurora, en las montagnes se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora, en las montagnes se oyen cantar. Archangel Michael, summa cum aeridi. Montae cum aeridi, shamuya Archangel Raphael, summa cum aeridi, montae cum aeridi, shamuya appena sale l'aurora, en las montagnes se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora, en las montagnes se oyen cantar. Eagle, eagle, summa cum aeridi. Montae cum aeridi, shamuya Condor, condor, summa cum aeridi, montae cum aeridi, shamuya appena sale l'aurora, en las montagnes se oyen cantar.
Donde sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar.
Take a moment just to notice how you feel. Just the feeling in the physical body and in the energetic body. It's like a lot of you are having more vivid experiences of your light bodies now. In fact, some of you, even your physical bodies, may feel more like energy than solid matter. Just be with whatever your experience is. They all ask one another gentle healing songs, so I'm happy to oblige. Once again, keep your primary attention on the sensations in your body and let the music be in the background to support you.
Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca. Flor si tangi oloroso, altae nito tranquisito, shungoi altae nito tranquisito, cielo, cielo, ayahuasca. Flor si tangi oloroso, cielo, cielo, flor si tangi oloroso. Altae nito tranquisito, shungoi altae nito tranquisito. Shungoi, cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca. Flor, si tangi oloroso. Altae nito tranquae Shungoi, shungoi, Altae nito tranquae sito. Shungoi, shungoi, Cielo, cielo, Flor, si tangi Cielo, Flor si tangi oloroso, Altae nito tranquae sito, Shungoi, shungoi, Altae nito tranquae sito. Shungoi, shungoi,
Once again, just take a moment to notice how you feel, physical body, energy body. If you're out of your body, feel what that feels like. And now just go back to passive experiencing, either just passively feeling whatever you're feeling, somatic, energetic. And if that level of awareness is not available to you, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. But passive either way. The more passive you are, the more help these beautiful divine helpers can give you. Since this is a healing event, although it is gentle healing, you may feel discomfort. Just feel whatever is there, 100%, no filter. The shamanic rule is you have to feel it to heal it. Your willingness to feel whatever that is one last time, maybe all that's needed to let that go once and for all. Now, one thing that can happen and does happen when you do an effective healing round, you actually do clear something once and for all, there's an uptick of awakening. You have a divine source that is you, a level up. You can call it the higher self if you want. It's bliss, ecstasy, euphoria. It feels awesome. And it's more awake than your human self is ever likely to be. And the reason your human self isn't getting the full measure of its awakened consciousness is because this higher self is surrounded by all these dark layers, like onion layers. These are all the wounds and traumas you haven't yet healed from this life or past lives. But when you do this kind of healing work, and one of those layers peels off because you were willing to feel and release something, then there is less darkness blocking the light. The light shines brighter to your human self, and you have an uptick in your awakening. You go to a new baseline from then on, and there's no limit to how many of these you can do. Awakening just keeps getting better over time. So if you're noticing that compared to when we started, you're feeling more light, more euphoric, sweeter, maybe more aware of yourself as a being of energy, that would indicate that you've done some good healing. You've got at least one of those onion layers out of the way, and you're experiencing the automatic reward. And this is just automatic stuff. You don't have to try to make the awakening happen. If you just do good healing work, you'll wake up faster, that's for sure. So for any of those of you whose main experience now is euphoria or bliss or ecstasy, that would be why. And the way consciousness works is you're awake now at a certain level and are completely oblivious to the levels above you. Everyone is. I'm oblivious to the levels beyond me. And but each one is even more awesome than the ones you've been at so far. So you can't anticipate how amazing the next awakening is going to be, but you'll definitely feel it when you get there. So just know that it always gets better than this. And if you'll set about doing good healing work, whether it's with that healing invocation or whatever technology works best for you, I encourage that. Because if you have interest in awakening more quickly, then for most folks, the fastest road there is to do good shadow work, good healing work, face those old traumas using an effective modality, ideally one that works quickly, efficiently, and effectively, and go to town, get that stuff cleaned up, and accelerate your awakening. I've worked with people who cleared a lifelong trauma in half an hour and were done with it forever and had a massive awakening. The bigger the thing you clear, the stronger the corresponding awakening becomes. They call that the slingshot effect. Anyhow, we got about 10 minutes to go. I'm going to be quiet for a moment, give you a chance to really settle in and feel your process. Your body wants to do something to release heavy energy, please allow it to do that if you possibly can. The more you allow the body to do its thing, the quicker and easier the release becomes. And quite a few of us are moving into much stronger awareness of the light being that we really are. Your human self is actually the most temporary part of you, the higher self that many of you are experiencing now, that being a pure energy. I mean, in human terms, that part of you lasts billions of years and has a massive number of incarnations of many kinds. And being human is apparently the shortest, briefest part of the whole journey. Apparently, the soul spends a lot more time in other forms and dimensions than the human thing. So it's good to wake up to what you really are. Gives you a freedom that's just unimaginable until you get there. Once you awaken to the immortal being that you really are, the consciousness that cannot be extinguished, you lose the fear of death. A lot of the psychological issues that we humans grapple with fall away once you no longer have a primary identity as a human, but as a beautiful being of light. Oh man, everything gets so much easier. All right, we're going to wrap up here in just a moment. Take one last moment to feel how you feel. Some of us are pure beings of light right now in higher dimensions. Well done, if that's you. Some of us have been in our bodies the whole time, moving heavy energy. That's great too. Whatever your experience has been perfect. The allies will have orchestrated the ideal experience for each of us. So, take one last moment to feel. Okay, now the allies are now integrating into our human selves, any higher energies that we've been experiencing, so that you can have a new baseline from here on forward, you're moving out, which means you'll be more awakened from now on. And hopefully, these incremental awakenings will just keep going your whole life. Always assume there's another even more amazing awakening beyond whatever you've gotten to so far. Chances are that's true. I will leave just a moment for our beautiful allies to integrate this beautiful energy into your human self. And while that's happening, we're going to share a little bit. Allies, please. Take this good medicine that us 71 folks on the Zoom call and many more from the recording have contributed to the field. And would you please share that with all beings on Earth who will benefit from that for their highest good? Thank you. Now, this energy is not just what we just created ourselves, it's an endless reservoir. So there's lots more behind that going out all over the planet. Blessing every being who will benefit from it. And we humans don't have to do a thing. It's all on autopilot. As far as we're concerned, the allies are taking care of everything. Now, some of you who are sensitive may feel what's going on in various ways. So just have that experience if it's available to you. Otherwise, just hang out and just feel the peacefulness of your state. Thank you, allies. The earth is pretty well saturated with that. And allies, while we're at it, would you please share this beautiful medicine with all beings everywhere in the universe who will benefit from it? Thank you. And now, just like that, there's this energy is all through the universe. Any being anywhere who will benefit from it is getting their fair share. There's more than enough to go around. given that it comes from the divine source of infinite supply. And the more conscious you are, the more you'll feel that expansive field of energy and be part of it. Alrighty. One last moment, feel yourself in your body. Now for some of you, all of this beautiful energy will be right there inside your skin. Others of you, there'll be some in there, but you'll also be aware that you have a much larger light body or even multiple light bodies beyond that. So whatever you're feeling is perfect. There are lots of ways to hold the field. So just take one last moment, feel how you are. And we are going to wrap it up. Beautiful allies, thank you so much for supporting this beautiful, gentle group healing event. We're so grateful to you always. Beautiful allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Thank you. For those of you who are not members of Awakening Plus, we do a couple of freebies every month, but there's about 10 or 11 other calls we do every month, and we do a huge variety. As you might see from my emails, we have lots of different events throughout the month. And that plus an archive of over 650 recorded events growing every week. And every recorded event is just as powerful as the live Zoom event it was recorded from. A huge variety from gentle to intense, all kinds of different experiential events, Q&As, all kinds of cool stuff. Things where you can get support and connect with our fellow Awakening Plus members. We have three major courses and lots more stuff as well. So if you want to check it out, just go to awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. You can even try the membership for 30 days for $1 with no obligation, just to see if you like it. We have many members who've been with us for many years because they just keep benefiting from that accelerated healing and awakening that Awakening Plus supports. Anyhow, enough on that. Thank you. So now I'd love to open it up to feedback. I'm now going to allow unmuting. Let me just get that set. Okay, now anyone on the call can unmute themselves. So if you want to ask something or say something, just unmute yourself and talk. If you're on the phone, that's star six. If you're on Zoom, just hit that mic icon, take the red slash off. And you can also type in the chat and I'll read those as they come in the best I can. So Jenny typed, this was perfect. I feel the equivalent to after having spent a nice, relaxing week-long vacation in Hawaii. Whoa. And so much less expensive. Glad to hear that, Jenny. Kim says, thank you. Tina S. gives some praying hands and sparkles. Katie B. says, thank you. And Jenny, that's a laughy face from what I just said, I guess. Let me see. I can't see the full names, unfortunately. So DEEP is all I can see. Well, that's Deepa. Okay. Says, thank you. This was very relaxing. I went in and out of awakening. Good. Glad you were accessing it. Jean says, thank you. And this is Mina. Mina says, thank you too, with some praying hands. Glad that people are having good experiences of the event. Like another message just came in. Judith says, thank you, namaste. Nikki says, so wonderful to feel the gentle healing. And Aparajita says, thank you, with some lovely icons. Jill says, thank you, I loved it and feeling very grateful. James says, thank you, Benjamin. Wow, lots of good people having good experiences. And again, if you'd prefer to speak, you are certainly welcome to unmute yourself. And if you're on the live call, just ask your question or leave your comment. And this is Epajita says, I really love the invocation. I'm glad. White Sun Dancer, hello.
Hello, Benjamin.
Hey.
Thank you. This is my first time meeting you, and blessings to you
Well, thank
tenfold.
you. Oh, thank you. Tenfold blessings back to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. It was very, very healing.
Oh, good. I'm really glad to hear that.
I dumped a
Oh,
lot.
good. That's what we're all about. Dump what you don't need. All right, it's a little more chat has happened. Let me catch up with that. Cynthia says, beautiful. Thank you so much, Benjamin and everyone. Nikki says, hi to Spirit Song. That's my partner. And I will definitely pass on your greetings. She always sends her love to everybody. Judith says, thank you. My first time, loved your song's beautiful energy. Wow. Thank you, Judith. I'm glad that that was helpful to you. All right, our first little lull. Any other questions or comments, spoken or typed? Kay says, I went somewhere else, but don't remember anything. Hope that's okay. I do feel great. That's very common. What happens is when you move to a level that your ego isn't quite ready to be conscious at, a part of you is there. And you come back and there was like, what happened? So what happens is as you return to those levels, you eventually develop awareness there. And especially as you do more healing work and you clear those heavy energies that are the very thing blocking your awareness, you'll become more conscious in those levels more easily. So I a lot of times have people say, oh, I fell asleep. What happened? And again, if you're at a level that your ego isn't just quite ready for, you'll either go to sleep or don't remember anything, something like that. So that's very common, and it's part of the awakening process to kind of have to sometimes acclimatize to certain levels before you can have consciousness there and memory that you were there. So nothing wrong there, Kay. That's just routine, par for the course. And thank you. See, that was thank you for the reply, I guess. Yeah, I remember one ayahuasca ceremony I did. I was just in and out of consciousness. And I had a very distinct impression that they were doing really heavy-duty healing work on me. And my sense was it was almost like spiritual. Well, it was, and it's spiritual anesthesia. I'd be in a healing process, then I'd pass out, and then sometime later I'd wake up again. And I had this sense, wow, they just did something really heavy duty, and that would have been too much for my ego. So they very considerately put me out and then woke me back up again when I was done. So what you were experiencing may not have been quite at that level of intensity, but again, if your ego's not quite ready, they'll put you out and then wake you back up when you're at a level you can hold. Anyone else with a question or comment? Jenny.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So a couple of things. One, I just wanted to say that I've been coming to these for a couple months now, and I really love them. So thank you for hosting them. They've been really great.
Oh, good.
And the second thing I wanted to ask you, or first thing I wanted to ask you, is that I'm working on kind of creating a collective in my community of people who want to do kind of similar convergence in person. And I was hoping I could get your blessing to use some of your invocations and methods in doing so.
You have it. In fact,
Thank you.
in my book, I explicitly say anyone is welcome to use these invocations in whatever way they see fit, especially those who are facilitating healing or awakening processes. So, these invocations were a gift to me from Mother Ayahuasca. They came to me in a ceremony over 13 years ago, and I've been spreading them around ever since, but I did not make them up. I'm just passing them along. So
Thank you.
I
I've read your
want
book, and
them
I
to,
will definitely be pointing people towards your work as I use them because they've been very helpful for me.
Oh, good.
And the second thing ask you. I'm also an astrologer, and I do follow your astrology podcast. And I was wondering, because I am also interested in your shamanic work, if you would do a podcast, or if maybe you already have and I haven't seen it, about the types of guides and spirits that you call into these meetings, and why you choose them, why you select them. I would love to learn more about that.
Actually, I cover that inside of Awakening Plus. There is a course on how to work with your divine allies more consistently and effectively. And there is a section of that course where I go into that in depth. It's not something I usually talk about, to the public because that's a little more granular than most people are interested in. The simple answer is that, I've been on the spiritual path since I was 17. That's almost 50 years. I'm 64. And over the years, I have, done a lot of different things and have basically accumulated a lot of allies from many different paths. So basically, these are the high vibration allies who, feel the like they want to work with me and I want to work with them. And so they are the ones I call. And that's the simple answer to that.
Oh, that's great. I've been doing a lot of research on shamanic healing, and I really do want to kind of build my own little team. So I really do. I really would love to hear about how you've come up with yours. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, and whoever it's, shamanism is so customized. I mean, you can strictly follow a path, but most people I know who do shamanism, they here's what happens. When you get awake enough, you start getting so much guidance and energy and insight from within yourself. You don't need to source it externally so much. When you're early in your process, you turn outside to other teachers and healers and paths and traditions and they can be all very valuable. But what tends to happen is those who start awakening more deeply start sourcing internally and they start usually making it their own thing. A great example is the non-dual teacher Ajahn Chah, who is a marvelous teacher. And he was a hardcore Zen Buddhist for like 18 years. And then he woke up and he walked away from Zen. He didn't need it anymore. He was getting his own insights. And that happens a lot. And there are some teachers who are happy to stay within their tradition. And that's a lovely choice too. My own thing is I've done a polyglot and I've walked a lot of different paths in a lot of different ways, but I'm just so grateful I'm now awake enough that I'm getting the guidance from within and have created my own unique thing and I'm doing it the way I'm being shown to do it from within. And anyone who wakes up enough can do the same if they wish. So I hope that's a helpful insight, Jenny.
It is. Thank you very much. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. All right, someone else has typed in here. Let's see what they say. Kirk says, "Hi, Benjamin, joining from Europe. I was not aware of daylight saving time being in effect. Alas, I missed the first hour. For next time, I'll be present in time." Awesome. Yeah, that daylight saving time is such a nuisance sometimes. Sorry about that, Kirk. Anybody else with a question or comment? Already last call for questions or comments before we wrap it up. If you're sensitive, you might feel that the energy is getting really sweet right now. The allies often, they always support us afterward. I dismiss them, but they hang around and they give us good energy. I'm so grateful for that. See, Kima says, "Can we watch again later since it was recorded?" You can do that if you are a member. Recordings are only for Awakening Plus members. But again, you can join for a buck and for 30 days with no obligation and get full membership experience. So if you can invest a dollar, you can totally watch that and over 650 other recordings too. Judith says, "What does it mean when you are vibrating?" I vibrate a lot, and that means heavy energy is being processed through my body. It's a pretty common thing actually in shamanism to shake out stuff. So my body just vibrates. Usually I'm clearing energy for others when I do that. And who is this? This is White Sun Dancer says, "I am curious as to where you are." Yes, I'm in the United States. I'm actually in Asheville, North Carolina. in the far western part of North Carolina in the Appalachian Mountains. And it's a beautiful place, beautiful, lots of high vibration people. And I'm very happy living here. Any other questions or comments? Oh, wow, sounds wonderful and warm. Well, it was in the 40s today, but it's certainly warm compared to a lot of places farther north. It's nice to be moving into spring. The nice thing about the weather here is we're south enough that we don't get severe winters, and at about 2,500 feet, we're high enough that we don't get the severe humidity that's so common in much of the south. So it's a real sweet spot in terms of climate. Not to mention relatively safe from most of the big earth changes and environmental changes that we're having. Any other questions or comments? Okay, then we'll wrap it up. Big thanks to everybody for showing up. Again, if you're not yet a member, check out awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com. Learn what we have to offer beyond these two free monthly events. There's way more, and it's really powerful and can be helpful. So I encourage you to check that out. And if you want to check out more about me, I'm at astroshaman.com with my individual services for astrology and shamanic healing and life coaching. So check it out if that interests you. Many big blessings to all, and goodbye.